Hey guys, welcome to another wrestling podcast. I'm your host Matthew Allen. Joining me is Wynn Brantley, Ron Fox. Guys,
how are y'all?
Why are you talking like that?
You don't like the deep voice?
No.
You don't like my CM Punk All Out?
It's just dumb and childish. And
I mean, we're just trying to do some full year predictions. It's just,
oh man, how are we, gentlemen?
Pretty good.
We're pretty good.
Ryan, I'm doing all right. How you boys doing?
I'm doing great. Look, this episode's going to be quick to the point. That's what every episode is. It's quick to the point.
Quick, real quick, favorite Tony Khan quote?
Oh, great.
Big Swole just doesn't have it.
God, I did not want... I wasn't expecting that.
Favorite Tony Khan quote?
I'm not going to sit back and take this effing...
I've just bought Ring of Honor.
My buddy Daniel said his favorite Tony Khan quote is him nodding the whole time CM Punk buries the company on the All Out media scroll.
Could you imagine what's going through his mind at that point? See,
I need more coke.
Supposedly, he obviously didn't know.
Really? He's probably thinking, like, I'm going to have to actually do something about this.
Maybe.
Yeah, I actually have to be an executive weight. This is going to be difficult.
All right, so we're doing our predictions, and you won the first one. And you will get your gift, so don't even start with that crap.
I have yours. Well, I haven't told Ryan. I have yours.
Oh.
Just left out of the loop.
Oh, it's easy. I didn't have to go buy it.
I mean, if it's one of the things I got you, I'm going to be pissed off.
I just show up with an inflatable microphone.
Wouldn't hate that, honestly.
No.
If you want to add that in as a bonus gift.
I'll text it to you. I don't even know if that's... it's in my closet somewhere.
I thought you were going to text...
Live audience got antsy. so far, Wynn's won one, I've won one.
I'm gonna order your gift this weekend.
Ryan's also left out of the loop.
Ryan knows because I included him in this one.
Well, we haven't even talked about
it. I found it three times on eBay.
You have his number, his Snapchat.
Well, we were busy texting over like other stuff. The only time we actually text each other that's not in the group chat is when you tell us not to.
Yeah, you're in the Martinsville race. Well,
it doesn't matter. The season's over, so plus I'm gonna get off Sundays before.
Yeah, okay,
enough.
I'm gonna text him like tonight, and I'm gonna tell him what.
Oh, do I need to get my notes out so I can actually keep track of this like I did the last two times? Yeah, let me do that. So what are we doing? Full gear predictions?
Full gear predictions. Right, there's 11 matches on the card.
One I thought it was 10.
So 10 and then one pre-show.
This dude earlier, he's like, hey, there's only 11 matches on the card.
Only.
How many were on All Out?
Probably about the same. All Out was actually decent, though.
Yeah.
I would say All Out was probably their best show of the year so far, because Revolution wasn't. We've never talked about that on here. Have we? That we hated Revolution?
Yeah, we never talked about that. We hated Revolution.
We did not like Revolution this year.
Was not big. Well, we were big on the Punk MJF match. Everything else, though.
Well, yeah.
Everything else didn't matter.
Anyways.
Let's get right into it.
Sure.
So, let's go ahead and go through the card.
Speak now or forever hold your... Speak now or forever hold your peace. Is there anything that happened this week you guys would like to discuss briefly?
Honestly, I can't really think of...
I saw something about Paige finding, or said she knows who leaked her photos. Apparently, that's breaking news. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere on
this
Facebook.
This was like how many years ago? Six?
She was dating... Was she dating Alberto at the time? I can't remember when it all happened. Remember, you go from the point of where, like, Paige's doing really well, and then Alberto comes in, Drudge come in, Abuse comes in, and then Leech come in. Like, she had a really rough couple of years.
She did, and then she gets injured and can't wrestle again.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
I felt like maybe it happened when she was hurt.
Did they say who did it?
I didn't read the article, but everyone in the comments was just like,
are you live on the show accusing Brad Maddox of leaking?
Sure, might as well. That's our predictions episode. That's the tiebreaker.
who did Paige's nudes?
I'll just go Del Rio.
God bless her, though. I really hope that, like we were joking about it last week, but I hope that she actually is like 100%. Like,
oh, I hope
can't
so
do any moves behind her.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. I would not do a drop kick to the back of the neck.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't, but I would want to be like, yeah, I can. Like, I can take a suplex.
Yeah.
I would. If I was going to clear someone, I would want to know that, hey, you know, you can take a suplex or fall on your back.
I wonder what goes into clearing someone, because I feel like anybody can do, like, chain wrestling and, like, mat wrestling.
So
I don't feel like you'd have to, like, get extensive clearance for that.
I don't think so. No,
I could be dead wrong.
It's so pretty much if you get cleared, it's pretty much like you're clearing any other injury. They'll pretty much like a strength test. They'll pretty much like they, for my knee, they did a strength test. They would kind of like move my knee around, make sure everything was still connected, everything was still how it's supposed to go. They really just focus on your physical stuff. So with your neck, they're going to test your hand strength. They're probably going to test your grip. They may test some impact stuff, but I highly doubt they do that. They're just really testing your general ranges of motion.
And total nonstop action?
Pretty much, yeah.
Did I ever tell you guys that, like, I forgot to get cleared for wrestling school?
Did you not get a physical? I thought you got a physical.
I did. Okay, so they sent us an email to get cleared and get a COVID test. And I missed that email. So I'm sitting in, you know, the student housing, and my roommate just says, welcome email. And I'm like, what is a welcome email? And I read it, and it was like, congratulations, you've been you are in the next class at Flatbacks. You need to get cleared. And I'm like, I'm already in Florida. What if I didn't, like, obviously I'm perfectly healthy, but, like, what if I didn't get cleared? That was a scary day. But I'm cleared to wrestle.
Good. You're just like Paige.
Right.
Psoriasis. Cirrhosis? Anyways.
Sinosis?
Sinoco.
Psychology.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Anyways. First match. This is going to be a long list.
Yeah. First match. This is the match that's supposed to be on the pre-show. It's the World Championship Eliminator Tournament semifinals.
Usually they end the tournament at Full Gear.
Yeah. This is being ended on the Dynamite after Full Gear.
Oh, my God. So there's going to be a title match on Full Gear?
Will be the finals of the tournament super showdown.
Yeah,
title
so
match
it's gonna be Brian tournament. Cage versus the winner of Ricky Starks or Lance Archer. I think that match is happening on Rampage. I don't know if there are spoilers to it. I don't know if it's live tonight for Rampage. I'm assuming Ricky Starks. That's my assumption.
So what's the match?
It's Brian Cage versus Lance Archer or Ricky Starks, because the match hasn't happened yet. Unless it's happened now.
Starks and or who? I'm just gonna put both of them.
Archer.
Oh.
Wait, hold on.
Brian Cage versus Lance Archer and or Ricky Starks.
Yes.
Just or.
Oh, Ricky Starks. Okay, it made it easier. Ricky Starks won as of about 10 minutes ago.
Okay, so Brian Cage versus Starks.
Yeah.
Starks.
That kicked off the show, so.
Oh, James Starks.
So, who we got? Brian Cage, Ricky Starks. Ryan?
Brian Cage, I don't know.
No one can stop the cage. That's all I got. I don't know.
Who are you going with?
Give me Ricky Starks. He's been getting a lot of TV time.
I am also going with...
He went over tonight.
But not against Brian Cage.
It's true. It's only 25% booked.
I'm also going with Starks because he's amazing.
He really is. By the way, I will argue best things on an AW.
I still like MJF's more.
That is true. Okay, well, one that I'd listen to on a daily because, even though MJF's Jericho. Is on YouTube, it's not on Spotify. I don't use Spotify. Next up, a three-way match for the TNT title. Wardlow versus Samoa Joe versus Powerhouse Hobbs. Ryan, what you got?
Wardlow.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't see... I think it can maybe be, like, maybe I would doubt Hobbs is the fall guy.
I really want Hobbs to win, but.
I do want a change in the title, though. Wardlow's good, but he's done nothing with the TNT title. Like, that's kind of my biggest gripe. And
I wouldn't put that all on him.
No, it's all in the booking. That's the thing. Like, him holding it, he's done well.
He's doing exactly what he can do.
Well, he's doing what every TNT champion's done. I'm going to wrestle some pretty solid matches and hold the belt for a while, and then I'm just going to lose it on a random show. Like, and that's kind of how it's been. I mean, you look, Sammy wrestles good matches, drops the belt. Scorpio wrestles a few good matches, not really featured prominently, drops the belt. So, yep.
Who are you going with?
I'm going to go Wardlow, because I think they're going to try to do Wardlow and Joe one-on-one at some point.
I am going with Samoa Joe.
Okay.
Just going out on a limb here.
Okay. Next up for the trios titles, you have Death Triangle, which is Pac, Penta, and Rey Fénix taking on the Elite, making their return after the whole media scrum.
Good pick, Ryan.
Yeah, the Elite. I doubt. I mean, come on now.
I might as well just take that match off the card. We're all picking the Elite.
Watch it go.
We're
death
all Elite.
Watch it go. Death Triangle.
It would still be the same.
That's true.
We're all picking the Elite.
Hey, we're all Elite. Ah! Wrestling. Pigs. We're AEP.
All Elite Picks.
AEP.
Anyways, next up, a steel cage match. I didn't know if this was still happening because they said Luchasaurus was hurt.
Good one, Ryan.
But it's Luchasaurus versus Jungle Boy Jack Perry.
It's going to be a draw. It's Luchasaurus. Why not?
Let's see.
We go old Jack.
Did we like Jungle Boy Jack Perry or Jungle Boy? Like
just Jungle Boy. We don't need to know.
Didn't Jungleberry?
Name.
Jungleberry.
Jungleberry.
Didn't Dangleberry.
Didn't Jungle Boy Jack Perry just stem from JR not wanting to call him Jungle
yes,
Boy?
Yes, 100%.
Jungle Jack Perry.
Jungle Man Jack Boy Perry just don't come in.
I'm gonna go Jack
didn't
Perry.
Sound right at all.
Yeah, I'm going Jungle Boy. Like, that's... I feel that's
I'm
kind of easy.
I'm also going Jungle Boy.
These picks.
What a great episode, guys.
I mean, well, to be fair, though, because here's the thing. Luchasaurus is hurt. I don't see them having him win and say he takes time off. Granted, they said he's going to work through it, but this feud has been happening for how long?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
A while.
Has it been going on since Double or Nothing? Okay, so they had a match in Double or Nothing, right, as Jurassic Express. And then doesn't Christian turn on him that Wednesday after Double or Nothing? It's not like not long around that point Christian turns on him. So, I mean, definitely since like June.
Yeah, a long time. I'm saying Jungle Boy ends the feud.
He ends it for now until Christian returns. I think they still kind of feud, but Christian, with Christian being hurt, I think they need to actually have their match. So that may happen later when he's healthy. I don't know. Next up, a match that is going to be kind of fun. Like, I'm all for it. Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal versus Sting and Darby Allin. Ryan?
That's a tough one, actually.
Lethal Jarrett or Sting Allin?
Sting Allin.
Go with Lethal and J-E-F-F.
Are we going to clean sweep this one? I feel like, are we all going to pick Lethal and Jarrett? No. I'm going Lethal Jarrett.
I'm going Sting Darby.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Lethal Jarrett. I feel like...
When was the last time Sting lost a match? Like, Jesus, man.
Is he undefeated in AEW? I feel like he's lost once.
Well, he should be the next champion then if wins and losses.
By the way,
I'm all for it.
Have they ditched the ranking system? I feel like they have.
Well, Cody's not there anymore. That was like Cody's big thing. Cause he
was
like,
I feel like
it's kind of like college football rankings.
He's not dusty.
I didn't go too hard.
Actually, if you listen to him close enough, that lisp is getting worse. He's going to be like the American Dream Daddy in about 4 or 5 years when he's leaving a company again, going back to AEW, the place where he started, built brick by brick. I'm going Lethal and Jarrett for the tag match. You got Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, taking on Saraya and her in-ring return after 5 years.
Page.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's. I feel like that's kind of obvious.
Is it though?
Unless Britt Baker kills her.
Who went that? I mean, that could happen.
First move, German suplex.
Snapdragon suplex right off the bat.
Neck breaker.
Package pile driver.
I feel like Tony Khan always does the feel good moments. You know what I mean? Like, he's like Soraya's first match back. Okay, win the match. Well, I feel like that's kind of a given. I feel like he always
does
for...
Does he always do the feel-good moments, though?
I always revert back to... The main one I focus in on is Thunder Rosa, who probably should have won the belt. What is it, Revolution? She probably should have won the belt.
Yeah, and then she won it.
Won it, like, 2 weeks later at her in her hometown.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he... Now, he doesn't do it all the time, but there's like, just a handful of times where he's like, oh, you're in your hometown? This is your first night back?
How's the championship?
How is it getting put over for you?
Are you going with
Saraya?
Okay.
Serrated Blade.
I don't know who I want to pick on that one.
Well, because you got literally the face of the women's division, and then who Tony Khan's probably hoping is going to be the face of the women's division, Saraya.
I don't think she should win her first match back.
Maybe do the whole gimmick of she's not healthy, kind of what Kenny did when Kenny returned.
I'm gonna go Britt.
Okay. I wouldn't mind that, honestly. Like, I don't mind it. I just feel like it would. Honestly, I feel like this may be an easy one to kind of have Tony Khan just ease her back in. Hey, we'll win. I mean, Britt Baker's not gonna hurt from a loss, I guess. So, next up for the TBS title.
Great.
Jay Cargill versus Nyla Rose.
That's an easy one for me.
Yeah, Nyla's not beating the streak. Yeah, Cargill. I feel like Cardinal's gonna be undefeated forever. So, Next up, Fatal 4-Way for the Ring of Honor World title. It'll be a good match. I was kind of curious why it's on here, but...
Why not?
It's gonna be a good, that's what I'm saying. It's just going to be a good wrestling match with a, probably a bunch of big high spots. So, Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, Sammy Guevara. Who we have?
Say that one more time.
Jericho, Danielson, Claudio, Sammy.
I'm going to go Sammy.
I'm going to... Okay. Chris and Sammy are going to have dissension. Again. It's happened. Chris and Sammy will have dissension. And Bryan Danielson is going to win the belt.
Damn. That's my pick.
Is it really?
Yes.
I think Bryan Danielson... Because I think they're going to... I think they're really working hard on a TV deal. So if you go from Claudio, who's not necessarily recognizable, but people do know him from Cesaro, to Jericho, who's really well known, to Bryan Danielson.
They're going for that TV deal and just let Jericho retain.
I mean, yeah, Jericho is more popular than Danielson, but Danielson's still really popular to people. Like,
should we make a side prediction on who's taking the pin?
Claudio.
Ooh, that would suck.
Sammy. I think Sammy takes the pin. Yeah.
Think so? I'm not actually writing that down.
Yeah, I'm not. I think Sammy takes the pin, and that's what causes the
dissension.
Although
I feel like Jericho is the one that could take the pin and be and not, the yeah, least. Like,
it wouldn't matter, yeah.
I don't think it would hurt any of them, honestly.
Yeah.
You got to look at it, because like, Sammy's always going to get booked really well anyways. Same with Claudio. So, and Danielson, like Danielson's not hurt by it either. Either way, this is a good match to have dissension, because you have two from JAS and then two from Blackpool Combat Club. So there could be dissension either way. I don't see it happening on the Danielson Claudio side, but the Guevara Jericho side, I kind of feel like it's happening. So, yeah, I'm going to go Danielson because of some dissension.
I like that pick.
Next up.
Because that's mine.
Well, you know. Next up for the interim AEW Women's World Championship, Tony Storm versus Jamie Hayter. Ryan?
Tony Storm.
One of them.
Yeah. He's like, that's the only one I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going Tony Storm because they're going to set up.
His booty.
Well, they're going to set up Thunderstorm whenever Thunder Rosa comes back.
Ryan's going with Storm. You're going with Storm. I'm going with Jamie Hayter.
She's due. I think she's due to win the belt.
She's been quite relevant for over a year, I would say.
Yeah. Good for her. Yeah, I think she's due to win the belt, or at least have a good showing.
It'll be a good match, though, I think.
They're, oh, yeah, I think it'll be a good really match. Good. I just said, I think they... I almost
dear
died.
God, like, where'd your soul go?
It went up. I do think, because I don't know, Thunder
His
Rose has been out.
Not in heaven.
It's down there.
I think they're setting up for Thunder Rosa to come back and do the whole Thunderstorm. Yeah, it was funny. I get it. next up, for the AEW World Tag Titles, The Acclaim taking on Swerve and Our Glory.
Swerve and Our Glory. Had a hair flying around. Got it.
More dissension. The acclaimed will win because Swerve and Our Glory is finally going to split.
Yeah, you can stop with the how your prediction is going to happen.
Nope, you got to write that
matter.
In. That's
I'm not writing that in.
Style
that's
right. Points.
No, the acclaimed.
It's passing the eye test.
It is. That's what I'm doing.
That's how we determine
good.
The tiebreakers.
Making
just look at it and go, yeah, but they... He got that one right. That one was harder.
No, but I do think... I do think
this was a good loss.
Yeah, yeah. I do think Swerve and Our Glory breaks up at some point. I mean, why may as well break them up tonight? They're not doing anything else besides having...
Break them up tonight before Full Gear?
Yeah, tonight on Rampage.
Oh, wait. Full Gear is... We're uploading the... Yeah, you're right. Sorry. Whatever. I'm also going...
Not
going
to lie. Didn't even notice that either.
I am also going the acclaimed.
Yeah. And also, they shouldn't drop the belts. They've held the titles not long. So, hold it a little bit longer.
Yeah, right over there, bud?
Yeah, I got the burps.
Next up, the main event, John Moxley, MJF, AEW World title. This is MJF's cash-in match. Who wins?
MJF.
Let me guess. Or, yep.
More dissension. It's just the Regal's going to turn this kid.
No, this is when John Cena comes out and helps MJF.
I feel like
I would be
and The Rock and CM Punk and Hulk Hogan.
Well, here's the they're making it
and Vince
kind of. I feel like now, granted, Moxley. It's not like they're making Moxley look weak, but it's just like the booking of MJF since he's came back is pointing to, hey, I'm going to win the belt at Full Gear somehow, some way. Now the big storyline for him is that I'm going to beat you clean with you at 100%. I don't think that happens.
So a year ago at Full Gear, MJF hit Darby in the head with a dynamite diamond ring and knocked him out, and then pinned him and won with a headlock takeover. I would love for him to win the world title with, like, a snapmare. Or, like...
I want him to find a way to do a heel tactic and then win in the worst way. That would be really great to me. Because it would completely... I'm not going to say it would completely change his reaction. He's going to need positive reactions regardless when he wins the belt.
I got one. Here's the finish of the match, all right? They start running the international spot towards the end of the match because that's when it happens, right? Yeah. John Moxley goes out of his wheelhouse and does a drop down. All right. All right. While he's dropped down, William Regal punches him with a dynamite diamond ring, and then MJF pins him off a drop down.
Yes.
Ryan yes. would love that.
That was mean to say. He goes out of his wheelhouse and does a drop down.
I mean, to be fair,
I don't think I've ever seen him do a drop down or a leapfrog.
He, not as John Moxley. Ambrose, maybe.
Yeah, he did have, I'm sure he did some work at the PC, so.
Yeah, I mean, maybe some time, I mean, maybe early Shield. Back when he, maybe.
I'm thinking of, FCW. I don't think I remember him doing any of those.
I'm talking like 2013 Shield. Like, those matches with Punk, maybe. Maybe he's doing some. I don't
possibly,
know.
We'll have to watch him.
Yeah,
no,
I'm good.
So, looking at the, I'm going to look at how many we chose the same one on. We chose the same one on. Who?
Watch it somehow still end in a tie.
On four matches, we chose the same person. So, that's actually not bad. So, what, six?
You got six, really seven.
Seven other matches for grabs, that so. Will decide it. So,
yeah. After, obviously, we're not predicting this, but what is going to be the longest match?
Ooh.
On the card.
I'm going to say...
I got two in mind.
You go first. I'm still thinking.
Just go to the main event.
I'm going main event or the trios match with the Elite and Death Triangle. I feel
that,
like that's...
That one's looking pretty long. That one's looking like...
Looking like a long boy.
All their trios matches are long.
What if MJF wins the title? Lights go out on the Titantron. It's reverse, and it's CM Punk doing the devil promo.
I'll stop watching AJ.
And he comes out to sympathy for the devil.
I mean, to be fair, if MJF wins the belt, who's next?
Goldberg.
Maybe.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm going after the Stampede Wrestling Championship. Where's that Owen Hart belt?
No, that's legitimately a good question, though. Who is next? Does Mox get a rematch? I'd assume he does.
Well, the way it's looking with their booking with the tag division... Doesn't matter about rankings, to Swerve and Our Glory is now getting another title shot.
When did they get...
Well, do they have the rematch clause?
They don't.
Well, but what if it's in their contract? That'd be great. Like, does Mox have the
I say they're getting another match for the belts, but they're getting... Like, they just dropped the belts at Grand Slam, and now at Full Gear, you're going to get another shot at the belts. Instead of maybe working another team in. I still think FTR claimed needs to happen. I think those are that to me is two clashes of styles that are going to work really well. You got the loudmouth acclaimed versus kind of the traditional tag team in FTR, but Swerve and Our Glory's fine, but I'm not, I mean.
Quick prediction for you only. What's Max Caster's rap tomorrow?
Yo, listen.
Uh-huh.
Keith Lee, I need to pee, but you kind of looking green. I'm going to make it mean like your mama's cuisine.
Any chance I can take to make him look stupid?
And Swerve, you got the nerve to unheard what you served, which was Keith Lee's mama's cuisine.
Hey, Darby. Where are they at? Minnesota?
They're in New Jersey, aren't they?
Jersey.
No, they're not New Jersey. They're somewhere. Yeah, they're in Newark. Newark!
Bring the guns back so that, like, Colton can just name the wrong...
St. Petersburg! I love the gun. Why do they break them all up?
It was too quick.
It was so good. God. So good. Oh, goodness. Yeah, that's...
whole Keith Lee being green comment was kind of mean, huh?
Why?
I don't know. It's rude, right?
Oh, because he can't heart?
I don't know. That's what people on the internet say, apparently.
Yeah, and then they don't watch any of his matches in real life. I swear. I mean, he's actually really good. I mean, so. Oh, we got our predictions. So, of course, we got an episode on predictions. Are we doing an episode after Full Gear?
That is up to... I'm down.
I'm down.
Sure.
There you go. Then we have it right there. If you're listening right now...
Just to put this in perspective, me and Ryan are going to an Alabama game. It's an 11 o'clock kick.
Yep.
And we'll probably get back, what, 3:30? Then watch Full Gear, which is going to be an exhausting thing in itself because AEW pay-per-views are just...
Even though they're good. They're most of them.
No, they're awesome. Like, I love it.
Except for Revolution 2022.
Except for Revolution.
That can go die.
But, like, that's going to be a long day. But, which means we're going to be sleep deprived, which means someone's going to...
A lot of naps.
Someone's going to bring up Clifford the Big Red Dog, I have a feeling.
Popsicle sticks!
Anyways. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Full Gear. At least one match, for sure.
In terms of story, there's only one match that matters.
Mm-hmm.
There are some other smaller stories, like, of course, Paige getting cleared. That's going to be kind of cool, I guess.
Okay.
That's my name.
Wardlow and Samoa Joe have kind of been interesting because Samoa Joe will put him to sleep. That was Braun.
Sit your head down.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, he's got the bionic arm.
That's why I went to AEW. WWE wouldn't sanction it. That's what it was.
Wardlow.
Instead of Wendy?
Wardlow. It's time to go night-night.
But that's been good. Tag division's been very okay. It's just kind of the same stuff that happened for Dynamite, Grand Slam and stuff. So it'll still be a good show. There's a couple matches I don't care about, but that's every wrestling show.
And by the way, if you come here to get your wrestling information, just know that I haven't watched a single weekly episode of wrestling TV in like 3 weeks.
Oh, this is 100% just for comedy purposes. This is not at all for wrestling.
For funsies.
Knowledge.
It's for funsies.
Yeah.
We watch the pay-per-views.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have turned into casual fans.
Pretty much, honestly. I mean, I at least pay attention. I at least keep up with it during the week, but I'm not watching, so I can't really review much stuff.
We came back to podcasting to give everybody our viewpoints on us as casual fans.
Pretty much. That's what's needed in the wrestling podcast world.
Podcasting to hang out together.
In 2021, I left podcasting.
2022, we should have stayed gone. But we're right here, and we're so glad to be a part of this.
But all right,
yeah.
Close the show.
Yeah, there you go. Close the show. All right, got our predictions. Guess what? We'll have a full year review episode going up. Probably more so, at least by the way it's going to end. Probably have a full-year review
Sunday
episode.
Morning.
Sunday. Yeah. So,
actually, let's shoot for Sunday at noon.
Sunday at some point. That's perfect.
Sunday.
So, yeah, we hope you enjoyed this one. By the way... At the latest Monday.
Maybe Tuesday.
Whenever we want to release it.
Maybe never.
Could be Wednesday.
Very well be never.
Probably not Thursday.
All right, Ryan.
All right, we get it right.
Friday?
Anyways, okay. Anyways... be sure to tune into our episodes every single Saturday now, no longer Mondays, but every single Saturday. I know, right? Every single Saturday you can hear us pretty much talk as casual viewers at this point.
Yep.
and just talk wrestling and just for funsies. So, be sure to check out our new episodes every Saturday. You can follow us on social media, Another Wrestling Pod. And, of course, again, tune into our full year review that will go up at some point. So, until then, for Wynn, Ryan, and myself, this has been another wrestling podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
Meh.
Jesus.
Meh.